Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And the humble shall hear thereof and be made glad.
Yes, yes.
Oh, come, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
God has navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being present and participatory in this place of praise once again. It's good to be alive. It's good to be active. It's good to be alert. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ we live, move, and have our being. Where we are, he brought us. What we have, he gave it to us. What we know, he taught us. All praise and glory is due his name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right before I take my text, I want Sister Mother Walker to stand. She's back with us after surgery. Bless you. Amen. To all of our guests, we thank God for your presence, your participation in praise, contributed to this worship experience. There are some special people that have been in my life a long time, Sister Donna and Nelson. And who is that in the middle there? His wife. You didn't get married, boy? All right. All right. They were members, are members at Joseph Creek. And I think, Nelson, you're here in Bessemer of Pleasant Grove. Amen. This is your church now. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I pastored them for 18 years, and it's good to see them here this morning. I thought I glanced them coming in, and then when I came out and looked, I said, my God, that is them. So thank God for your presence here today. Amen. All of our guests, we pray that something is said and done that will have profound impact upon your life, that your life never be the same. In Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 6. What a choir. What songs. Amen. What a choir. What musicians. Minister of music. Thank you for posturing our hearts. Thank you, deacons and trustees, for devotion. Thank you, preachers and Pastor Meadows Walker. Tomorrow it is his 87th birthday. Amen. He talk about don't tell his age. I got the microphone now. Amen. Amen. But 87 years. Pastored this church 40 years. He looks good, doesn't he? Amen. God is good to him and has kept him around, and we're thankful. Amen. 87 tomorrow. Amen. Now, we're in a birthday club, and we give a dollar for every year. And your birthday is not until tomorrow. Amen. So y'all be kind. Listen, later this year in the month of August, we have set aside a day to honor him. So he will have an appreciation service in August. Amen. So, but y'all be kind to him for his birthday. And listen, we want you to know we love you and appreciate your support and your encouragement. Amen. So thank God for Dr. Walker. Thank God for all of you. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. operating under the power and authority of God. Say that with me, operating under the power and authority of God. Come on, shout it this time. Operating under the power and authority of God. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the Christian life is like a soldier fighting on a battlefield. That is not some casual walk in a park. It is not a pleasant sit down under a tree with a picnic. It is hard. It is difficult. You don't just fight one day, but every day your eyes come open. Every day your feet hit the ground. Every day you decide to move forward, mature and develop in God, you have an evil nemesis. His name is Satan. It's a fight. It's a contending. It's a contrast. It's something we wake up to and deal with every day. You're never off. You can never really let down your guard, because Satan is a full-time enemy. Come here, if he hadn't gotten at you yet, just keep on living. If Satan hadn't messed with you yet, it may be because you are in his camp. But when you wake up with Jesus on your lips and in your heart, ought to have a witness. You become an enemy of Satan because you are in the camp of the Lord Jesus Christ. That life is not without clash. It is not without combat. Being a Christian makes you an enemy of Satan. Paul advises all Christian believers to be prepared for combat. The combat that he's talking about is not against human beings. It is not against flesh and blood. It is not against the person who's sitting in front of you or behind you, across from you. The real combat, the real war, the real fight is against Satan and his army. We are engaged in combat. Notice how Paul ranks the war or the army of Satan. Notice he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in the heavenly realm. As long as the earth remains, Satan can go into the throne room of God. He can go into heaven and conversate with God. Come here, Job. He was in the throne room with God, and he had been to and fro in the earth looking for somebody he can devour. He was looking for somebody he could destroy. And God brought Job's name up. And you know, I asked the question, what happens if God brings your name up? You're going about your daily business. You're doing all that you know to do. You're doing all that you should do as a child of God. And God brings your name up. Satan starts touching your finances. He starts touching your family. And then he's permitted, or he's allowed to touch your flesh. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight against principalities, against powers, rulers. They are employed by Satan to discourage us, to turn us from faith in God in hopes of destroying us. Paul says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Today I don't want to talk about the armor. Because if you don't have power within, it makes no sense to suit up and go out and fight a fight that you don't have the power to win. So I don't want to talk about what's on the outside and how we protect ourselves from the outside. I want to talk about the power of God that rests on the inside of us, that makes us get up and stand up against Satan, stand up against evil, stand up against wickedness, stand up against immorality. I want to talk about the power of God that's on the inside. Look at the person beside you and tell them you need power, the power of God. You need the power of God on the inside to be strong. The problem with most people who sit on the padded pew is they dress up the outside and leave the inside powerless. You look good, but you can't stand nothing. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. You look good on the outside, but you have no stickability. You have no tenacity. You have no sticker to it. You quit easy because you look good. You gave all of your attention to how you look instead of how strong. Look at somebody and tell them you need to be strong on the inside. You need some strength. Because sometimes life will make you look ugly. Do I have anybody in here? Sometimes you won't be able to wear that smile on your face. But if you got strength on the inside, it's not the smile that's keeping you coming. It's the strength on the inside. Listen, some people thought you would have given up a long time ago. They thought you would have been stopped praising God, stopped praying, and giving God your time, your talent, and your treasure. But you keep on coming because you got strength on the inside. Look at somebody and tell them, don't let these looks fool you. I'm stronger than I look. Yes. Yes. It's on the inside. I got a strength on the inside. Now I'm not strong in and of myself. We're not strong on our own. That Paul puts it in perspective because he has what is called epinosis, experiential knowledge. Through his experiences, he understood that his strength came from God. Notice, Paul, through his experience, had a thorn in his flesh. And sometimes the Lord will allow Satan to put some agonizing thorn in your flesh You know, as a Christian, you can't get rid of everything that irritates you. I know you pray about it. Paul prayed about his, but the thorn was still there. He won't remove everything that irritates and aggravate you. He had that thorn in his flesh. And through his experience of the thorn, he eventually come to realize that his strength was insufficient. His own personal strength was insufficient to deal with the thorn. But when you come to realize the insufficiency of your own strength and power, it thrusts you to your knees with your face to the feet of Jesus. And you pray a prayer like this: Lord, if you don't help me, I won't be able to stand the storm. Lord, if you don't help me, this thing is going to get the best of me. Lord, if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it through this. You understand the insufficiency of your own strength. But when you call on Jesus, somebody here knows that when you call on him, he's quicker than quick and faster than in hurry. And he will give you power to deal with your thorn. That his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So if you're going to go about bragging, don't brag about self. You got to give God the glory he deserves. Everywhere you go, you ought to be telling people, you know, the only reason I made it is because of the Lord. The only reason I'm sitting in here is because of the Lord. The only reason I can lift my hand and clap my hands and give him praise is because of the Lord. I've been through some things that I thought I wasn't going to make it out of, and I didn't think I was going to make it through, but he showed up right in the nick of time and he gave me power. And I'm present because of his power. Now, not just ordinary strength. He gives us the strength and power that he raised Jesus up with that Sunday morning. He gives us all of heaven's power to make it in earth. Now, I want you to be an encourager today. Look at somebody, because somebody came downtrodden. Look at somebody and tell them, you're going to make it because you got all of heaven's power on your side. Come on, look at another one and tell them, you're going to make it because you got all of heaven's power on your side. I look ordinary, but I look natural, but I'm not ordinary because I got all of heaven's power. Oh, I look natural, but because the Spirit of God is on the inside of me, I'm supernatural. Look at somebody now and tell them, you're gonna make it because you got all of heaven's power on your side. You're going to make it through your storm. You're going to make it through your sickness. You're going to make it through your financial crisis. You're going to make it through your boyfriend and girlfriend turmoil. You're going to make it. Oh, you're going to make it through your job situation. You're going to make it. He says, be strong in the power of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. The word in, E-N, Greek, which means fixation, positional fixation in Christ. When you have made the Lord Jesus your Savior and Lord, you are fixed in Him. And because you are fixed in Him, He makes you strong. So it's positional power. I'm in Him. And He makes me strong. I'm in Him. Fixed. I'm not just in Him when I'm in trouble. There's a fixation. I'm rooted and grounded in Him. And because I'm rooted and grounded in Him, He makes me strong. Well, let me finish. What is the strength for? The strength of God is for service or labor that's to be rendered unto God. So He don't just make me strong to look strong. He makes me strong because He has an assignment for my life. We don't just wake up and exist. We don't just wake up and go with the flow. We don't just wake up and just do what everybody else is doing. No, we have a divine assignment. And He makes us strong so that we can fulfill, accomplish the assignment. He knows that we have opposition. Again, He gives a listing of the hierarchical system of Satan, that we wrestle against spiritual enemies. Satan and his demons are doing all they can to undermine the work of God in the world. They are doing all they can to defeat and discourage the people of God. They are doing all they can to hinder the church and to hinder the body of Christ. So God gives us strength for service, not status. He has an assignment. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, whoever serves, let him serve as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. That we serve, we exert strength and energy. But there is no way we can serve God to the satisfaction of God without His power. And so when we come to that realization, we humble ourselves. And we do it with all of our might. We get ourselves out of the way and set Him as the audience of our praise, the receiver of glory. He gives us power for service. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, he says, our service should be steadfast service. We should be unmoved and always abounding. I like that because there is no such thing as average Christian work. You are either all in or you are not in at all. He says, abound, go beyond average. He says, abound in the work of the Lord. So the work that he's assigned your life, you have strength to do it. But not only for service, but we need strength to suffer. Now, this is where I know you're going to hang up the phone on me. You're going to disconnect the line, because we're not too crazy about suffering. We do all we can to avoid suffering. We suffer. And we need strength to suffer and remain committed. Because it's easy, you know, to do this while you're suffering. And this is letting go. And listen, it is not really how strongly you are holding on to God. It's how strongly he's holding on to us. That we need strength in the midst of our suffering. We don't like suffering. But Paul says to his son, the minister Timothy, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That if you are living your life for the Lord, you are on some folks' gossip list. If you're living your life for the Lord, you are on some folks' attack list. If you're living your life for the Lord, you are cut off some folks' invitation lists. They don't like you because you are living your life for the Lord. And listen, the closer and the more committed you get, the worse they are in their hatred for you. But don't worry about that, because they don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. You got to keep your eyes lifted unto the hill from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. You're going to suffer. Satan is going to come against everything you're trying to do. You know, I've even heard people say, you know, when they gave their life to Christ, that, you know, life, you know, got worse. The truth is, your eyes came open. Because what you thought you had and how you thought you had it in the world, you were blind by Satan. And you couldn't see the reality of your condition while you were in the world. But now that you are on this side, Satan has come against you, and he wants you to think that you got it worse than you had it when you were in the world. But listen, I got somebody to wake up to now and say, good morning, Lord. Every morning is a good morning. When I get out of the bed, I said, thank you for activities of my limb. And when I get to the breakfast table, I said, Lord, thank you for putting food on the table. And when I get in the car and I turn the switch or I hit the button and the car crank, I said, thank you, Lord, for letting me be on my way. And when I make it to where I'm getting to, I said, Lord, thank you for arriving mercies and safe travel. Thank you, Lord. And when I get in the house of the Lord, I lift up my hands and I said, Lord, thank you for the salvation that I have in Jesus Christ. I live and I live life in the Lord, and I got it better now than I had it then. Don't you let the things you suffer and Satan deceive you through the things you suffer to think you had it better when you were in the world. I got it good. I got some troubles, but I still got it good. I got some problems, but I still got it good. I got some aches in my body, but I still got it good. Do I have anybody here? I can't see like I used to see, but I still got it good. That he gives me strength to suffer. I'm done. Not only strength to serve, strength to suffer, but he gives me strength to stand. He says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand. Which means to continue, to be established, to hold on, be set, stand forth, stand forth, stand still, stand up, and stand against. He says, stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil. The stratagems, the schemes, the tricks of the devil. Here's the picture. He said, the word scheme, tricks, to deceive. Here's the picture. I love watching wildlife on National Geographic. And I noticed that lionesses, they trap, want to start the chase, and the animal runs from one, unknowing that he's running into some more. And when the animal gets close to the pack, there's an ambush. They jump on, pounce on the animal. And they have a special bite that they may start out biting on the legs to slow them down. But one of the lionesses is going to deliver the death bite under the neck to collapse the breathing tube, esophagus, and they choke them out and they eat the prey. Satan is described as a roaring lion that goes about seeking whom he may devour. But thanks be to God that God won't let him trap us. God won't let him devour us. Is there anybody in this room that thanks God that he's a keeper? Because we got an enemy. We got an adversary that's on our trail that wants to ambush. But thanks be to God that when Satan comes against us, he gives us power within. Power to resist the enemy. And if we resist the enemy and we turn to God, God will make Satan, who is like a roaring lion, lay down and be like a domesticated cat. He want to do it to you, but God won't let him do it, because God is in charge. God is in control. I thank God for strength, that I'm stronger than I look, and every round and every circumstance, every situation, he's making me stronger. And so every time I find myself in trouble, he's making me stronger. Every time the enemies come up against me, they are making me stronger. Every time I'm shunned and rebuked, they're making me stronger. I thank God for strength within, because I don't look like what I look like on the outside. I may look like a feeble man, but I got all of heaven's power at work on the inside of me. So when I'm in trouble, I can give God praise. When I'm down in the dumps, I can give God praise. When confusion is all around, I can give God praise. When sorrow grabs my heart, I can give God praise. You ought to high five your neighbor and said, neighbor, I can give him praise, because I got power on the inside, and the power I got on the inside makes me laugh, and when ain't nothing funny, makes me run, and ain't nothing behind me, ain't gone alright. I thank God for the power that he gives me within, the same power that he raised Jesus from the dead one Friday. He died on Calvary. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, but ought to have some Sunday morning saints, somebody that knows he got up with all power, heaven and earth in his hand. Let me ask you my question, and I'm going to leave you alone. Ain't he alright? If you know he's alright, stand up on your feet and shake somebody's hand and said, neighbor, I'm praising his name, because he's better to me than I am to him. He's better to me than I am to myself. Now let me ask him my question one more time. Ain't he alright? Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Listen, if you're here and you don't have Christ in your life, you don't have the strength you need to withstand the opposition. He died, got it with all power to give the power to all of his disciples of every age, every era. He says, go and I'm with you. Everywhere you go, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. We're never alone. Listen, he gives us strength within. We can stand it. We can take it. We will endure. We will make it through this. And I'm not depending on my own personal power and strength. I'm depending on the power and strength that the Lord Jesus Christ gives. It's a fight. Whether you want it to be or not, it's a fight. It's a struggle. You can do the cowardly thing. Put your hands down and let Satan punch you and beat you. Or you can put your hands up and say, from here on out, from this day forward, I'm going to give him all I got. Thank you. and giving him all I got. I'm not going to whimper out and whimper down. I'm going to stand. Listen, you can't bow to Satan. You can't bow to Satan. You got to stand. And listen, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's what the old folks would say from where I'm from. I know we sit here. But from the backwoods of Mississippi. Say, if you bow, Satan will ride your back. I got to stand. I got to keep serving the Lord. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Come on, the Lord. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can come by ladder, Christian Experience, a candidate for baptism. Come to receive salvation. Come to receive restoration. Come to receive faith family. Come on, the doors. The door stands ajar. I got to go today. I can't afford to put it off any longer because I'm weak and feeble. And I know that I can't make it on my own. Come on. Come on, the doors. Say that, choir. Listen, listen as the invitation is extended. Listen to that. To his name.
I'll never leave you.
Listen, the Spirit of God is pressing. There's another. Don't you let this opportunity pass you by. Fight your battle.
I'll fight your battle.
Listen to that. I'll fight your battle.
I'll fight your battle. I'll fight your battle.
I will have one that has come by way of baptism. Amen. Raylan Hatcher. This is his mother. To be baptized, that means that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for your sin?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior today?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You believe that his death satisfied the command or demand of God to save him?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord, God, come into his life and bless him and save his soul. Lord, I pray that this be the first day of his life with you for the rest of his life. Make him a mighty soldier in your army. Lord, that he will serve, suffer, and stand. In Jesus' name, forgive him of all of his sins and cleanse him from unrighteousness. Lord, fit him in this congregation.
Yes, Lord.
And fit us for him, that we will share your word, Lord, that will bring edification.
Yes, Lord.
And for him, and glorification, yes, for you. Lord, thank you.
Thank you,
for saving a soul.
Yes.
Drawing them out of darkness,
yes,
into your marvelous light. We give you the praise,
yes,
and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sister has come for prayer. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for sending her this way to the altar, place of exchange. She give herself, Lord, at the altar for you to render service through for your glory. Lord, she's praying for healing of her legs. Lord, we pray that you strengthen, as you did the man by the pool of Bethesda. Lord, that she will be mobile, Lord, to go hither and thither, spreading your gospel, telling the world of your goodness. Lord, we pray for healing, deliverance, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you. Amen. You may be seated. We ask our deacons to come. We ask our deacons to come. If anyone needs a couplet, please raise your hand. Say yes.
I'm a witness. Oh. also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, again, God, we come before thy throne of mercy.
Yes.
O Heavenly Father, we come according to your word. We come, God, knowing that your mercy endureth from everlasting to everlasting.
Yes.
We come at this time knowing, God, that your mercy endureth from generation to generation. O Heavenly Father, we come at this time asking you, God, to have mercy on us. We come at this time, God, pouring out ourselves unto you. For you said, God, if we admit our sins, that you, God, would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we pray, O God, that we would be acceptable in thy sight as we participate in this Lord's Supper. O God, we pray that you will be with us, that you, God, will bless us. We pray for these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Take care.
Let us stand. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, ears have heard, hearts have received. Thank you, Lord, for touching us.
Thank you,
Lord. Reminding us of your truth.
Yes.
Encouraging us and motivating us to serve you, to suffer, but stand.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for family time.
Thank you, Lord.
For the agape feast. Feast among brothers and sisters that are in your Son, Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for this ordinance. Lord, that we are reminded of the suffering of Christ.
Yes.
For our salvation. Now, Lord, as
We have enjoyed your presence, the manifestation of your presence and power.
Yeah.
Lord, we know we leave this place, but we do not leave your divine presence, that you are with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You're with us always. Thank you for traveling grace and arriving mercies. In Jesus' name, every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed today.
Thank you.